Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Was the burning bush where God spoke to Moses in Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai? Well, let's allow the Bible to answer the question for us. We find in Exodus chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert, and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed." This historical account of the event shows us that he was at Mount Horeb, where he saw this particular bush. And Horeb literally means the mountain of God. However, when we come to the New Testament, we see that Stephen, a man who was inspired, was preaching. And in Acts chapter 30, or rather Acts chapter 7 and verse 30, as he is giving a history of the people of God, he says, "And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him." Now, if you read the entire account there, you would know that he's talking about the man Moses. "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him," Moses, "in a flame of fire, in a bush, in the wilderness of Mount Sinai." Well, the question then was, is this bush or was this bush located at Mount Sinai or at Mount Horeb? We have two different accounts and two different answers are given. Is this a contradiction? One place where one verse of Scripture contradicts another? No, it is not. In this case, both Scriptures are completely accurate. Sinai is a specific peak in a group of mountains known as the mountain of, as Mount Horeb. This shows us that in the historical account given in Exodus, we were told the general mountain area in which this took place. But when Stephen was giving the information, he was giving the specific area within those mountains. So both answers are correct. It's interesting to me that that question came from a man who lives in Saudi Arabia. For much work has been done by archaeologists to try to determine the exact location of this Mount Sinai. And there is a mountain in the area that is now commonly referred to as the Sinai Peninsula that many scholars say this is the place. This is Mount Sinai. However, much late archaeological work done, and I'm afraid done illegally because it was done by those who had to sneak into Saudi Arabia because the country is not very open to outsiders and certainly not to those of a Christian nature, and those who would be doing archaeological work to try to prove parts of the Bible that they would disagree with, they're not going to help any of them. But much of that archaeological work seems to indicate it's very possible that Mount Sinai and these mountain areas of Horeb are in the area that we now know as Saudi Arabia. I wonder if the person asked the question for that reason, for many of these things evidently are commonly known to the people in that country. However, because they have isolated themselves from the rest of the world, they're not nearly as well known outside of that country.